Washington, this is VOA News. New Year's moves across the globe. Palestinians seek new strategy against Israel. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. People around the world are celebrating the new year with huge fireworks displays. This was a sound earlier in the United Arab Emirates. The big celebrations began when a giant clock on Auckland, New Zealand's landmark Sky Tower counted down the minutes until the new year, just before fireworks launched from the tower lit the nighttime sky. New York has the most prominent New Year celebration in the United States. New Yorkers will drop a crystal ball in Times Square 6 hours from now. Several hundred thousand people are expected to watch. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas signed a Palestinian request to join the International Criminal Court seeking new action against Israel a day after the Palestinians' bid for statehood failed in the UN Security Council. Palestinian officials met Wednesday to discuss ICC membership as a way of bringing charges of possible war crimes against Israel. The 15-member UN Security Council voted against a draft resolution Tuesday that demanded Israel withdraw from the Palestinian territories. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, explained the no vote.
We voted against this resolution not because we are indifferent to the daily hardships or the security threats endured by Palestinians and Israelis, but because we know that those hardships will not cease and those threats will not subside until the parties reach a comprehensive settlement achieved through negotiations.
The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is now up to 7,905. Medical experts say that the outbreak that began more than a year ago may be winding down by the end of 2015. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of a gathering of Shiite Houthis in Yemen Wednesday, killing more than 24 people and wounding dozens more. The blast happened as the Shiites were celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad at a cultural center in the central city of Ibb. Many of the victims were women and children. There's been no claim of responsibility. In southern Italy, officials scrambled Wednesday to provide shelter for hundreds of migrants who were found aboard a freighter left adrift at sea. Italian authorities took command of the vessel Tuesday night, guiding it to the port of Gallipoli. More than 900 migrants are said to be aboard, including Syrian refugees. The first two bodies recovered from the crash of an AirAsia flight have arrived in the city of Surabaya, where Indonesian forensic experts will identify the remains. Emergency teams have found 7 bodies in the Java Sea since spotting wreckage on Tuesday, 2 days after the flight carrying 162 people disappeared en route from Surabaya to Singapore. Ron Corbin reports.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency Chief Bambang Suluyistio said weather was hampering recovery operation. Indonesian television Wednesday showed preparations being made at a victim identification center with hospital gurneys and medical staff ready for the task of identification. Several nations offered search and assistance to Indonesia, including Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, China, South Korea, and the United States. The latest tragedy leaves 2014 a dark year in Asia's aviation. After the missing and still unrecovered Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, and in July, the loss of Malaysia Airlines flight 17 in eastern Ukraine. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Officials say sonar images suggest a portion of the plane is lying upside down on the bottom of the sea in an area 30 to 50 meters deep. El Baji Kaid Essebsi was sworn in as Tunisia's new president. He becomes the country's first freely elected leader since it gained independence from France in 1956. Mr. Essebsi took the oath of office Wednesday at a ceremony in the parliament. Officials in Gambia say President Yahya Jammeh is back in the country a day after an apparent coup attempt. Mr. Jammeh returned to Banjul Wednesday, though there were still conflicting reports about whether he'd been in France or Dubai when the coup attempt took place. Security forces locked down the city and patrolled the streets after violence Tuesday at the presidential palace. The Pentagon now confirms that a victim of U.S. airstrike in Sakhal, Somalia, was the chief of Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab's intelligence and security wing. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab is trying to overthrow the Somali government. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.